You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio with Jimmy K. and Rocker on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Hi, I'm Beth Killey, and you are listening to Mags Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, and Waukesha, Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mags Inc. Radio, Radio for the people. 6 hours of local independent music on Saturday nights. It's 9 o'clock, or just after 9 o'clock. That means it's time for Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, four locations in Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's sales. Salvatore's Tomato Pies.
Jimmy, our next guest in the Devil's Lair is Beth Keeley. She's an award-winning singer-songwriter from Madison who has been performing original Americana rock music and released 14 albums since her career began in the year 2000. In addition to performing with the Beth Keeley Band, she is also a member of the trio Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets and the band Kerosene Kites. And when not performing, Beth serves as the music director, songwriter, instructor for Girls and Ladies Rock Camp Madison, the co-founder, producer of Flannel Fest, and the producer, engineer of her home studio, Studio Gusto. Oh, Jimmy, she's also a mom. Here to perform for us live in the Devil's Lair is Beth Keeley. Beth, welcome to the Devil's Lair.
Thank you for having me.
You forgot two important subjects in Beth's bio here, and she has two of the best looking dogs ever.
Yeah. And they need belly rubs from Jimmy K.
Jimmy's always got to get the dogs in. Call the dogs out, Jimmy. Beth, we just spoke of all the things you do. Tell us about Beth Keeley before Y2K. What led you to the music business? And tell us about early Beth.
Yeah. You know, I just always had music around me growing up. My mom was involved in community theater. She was a volunteer and she would star in the musicals. So I got to see her on stage. And my dad grew up playing accordion and he was a drummer in a polka band when he was younger. So they were always playing music and there was a piano in our house. And so I took a few piano lessons, but mostly that didn't stick. But I played clarinet and saxophone in high school. I actually did not start playing guitar until I was in grad school.
Wow.
And my degree is in, I have a bachelor's in psychology and a master's in physical therapy. And I was just playing gigs on the side because I picked up guitar and thought it was fun. And some people taught me some things about songwriting. And but then it just kind of started taking off a little bit more, a little bit more. And Clear Blue Betty was formed in 2002. And I played with that band for a while and then kind of branched off to do solo things and then got involved with Eric Chellen from Mascot Theory for Kerosene Kite stuff. And then the trio of Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets became a thing. And it's the rest is history. It's just
we're
going to
talk about all those.
I know. So much.
But well, let's start early in your music career. You teamed up with legendary Madison guitar wizard John Messino to form Clear Blue Betty, as you just said.
Yeah.
Tell us about your early rock and roll days.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I had just picked up guitar when I started writing, and my husband had just gotten a drum kit. So Tony Killey, my husband, also doubles as my drummer, and he and I have been making music together for a very long time. And so we just kind of grew up together making music and trying things out and bringing other people into the fold. Eventually, Rob Koth was our guitarist. Doug Size was our bassist. Jim Smith was sort of another drummer in the band. And then Messino came on and we just had a blast. We put out three records. We played all over the state and had a good time. So that's kind of where we started. And then I moved to Texas for a short period of time and Clear Blue Betty broke up. And I came back as just Beth Keeley, but then I got bored with me very quickly. So I, you know, teamed up with other people. That's kind of my thing.
What happened in Texas? Why would you go to Texas?
Yeah, well, my husband was doing a year of job training.
Oh, okay.
And I actually had been working part-time as a musician and part-time as a physical therapist up until that point. And I wasn't licensed to practice in Texas. So I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to quit my day job and see what happens. And Texas is actually a pretty amazing state when it comes to supporting musicians.
Yeah.
And having a great music scene. And there's a lot of weird things about Texas, but the music scene is awesome, and the musicians that I met there were really gracious and very kind.
A lot of like really long roads that you look down them and you're like, don't go down that road.
Yeah. Well, the crazy thing was, we lived in Houston, and we drove home twice from Houston, and the first time we started driving home, I'm like, we've been driving for 9 hours, and we are still in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so long. Yeah.
I lived in North Texas for a summer, and it's different there, that's for sure.
Yes, it was very...
I'm sure Houston was a little more friendly.
Yeah, Houston was great. It was just politically shocking to me coming from Madison to go to, a much more conservative state. Let's just put it that way.
And humid.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the humidity kills you.
It was good for my skin, though. All this dry winter.
Look at us complain about humidity, and it's only March 5th.
I know.
Well, let's get to some music here in the Devil's Lair with Beth Keeley, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The first song you have for us tonight is called Common Sense, and I'm not sure it's so common, but maybe it's going to be on an upcoming album?
Yeah, Beth Keeley Band is recording stuff right now.
Yeah.
And actually, this song we recorded a while back. There's a music video available for it, but it's not on an official album yet, but it will be soon. Would you like to hear it?
Yes,
please.
Let's do it live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Well. Don't ask questions when you don't want to know the answers. Don't tell lies when the truth will come to light. Don't keep secrets when the silence burns like acid rain. Don't break promises that you whisper in the night. It's time to start owning your life. Doing the hard thing when it's right. Taking the blinders off your eyes. Oh yeah. It's time to start using your head. Living your life in present tense. Giving your ghost a little rest. It's common sense. You can't comprehend the impact. Don't sling rocks at me intended for yourself. Don't waste your time praying everyone will love you. Don't seek solace in the devil himself. It's time to start owning your life. Doing the hard thing when it's right. Taking the blinders off your eyes. Start using your head, living your life in present tense, giving your ghost a little rest. It's common sense. You might be sinking to the bottom, but there's a ripple in the water, and I will never leave you for dead. That face you see in your reflection, it's just a distortion. Follow the light to shore instead. It's time to start owning your life. Doing the hard thing, but it's right. Taking the blinders off your eyes. Oh yeah. It's time to start using your head. Living your life in present tense. Giving your ghost a little rest. Tempting your fate, barreling through the hurricane, pushing the ones you love away. Oh yeah, it's time to start using your head, living your life in present tense, giving your ghost a little rest. It's common sense. It's common.
Beth Keeley live in the Devil's Lair, Max Inc. Radio. If you want to call and ask Beth questions, I'm sure she'd be happy to answer them. Say hi to you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Hey, Beth, remember that one time the Beth Keeley band was playing at Woodfest?
Yeah.
And you had your own porter potty?
Yeah. That's one of my favorite pictures. It pops up on Facebook every year. It was a special porta potty specifically for the artists. And I was just like, this life does not get any better. I have made it. I have my own personal porta potty.
It's like a tour bus.
Yeah.
That was a fun day. That was a really fun Atwood Fest, actually.
I agree. I had a great time.
Beth, you currently play in several groups, including Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, Kerosene Kites. You do solo stuff, and you're in a band with your husband on drums, the Beth Killey Band. What drives you to write so much music and collaborate with so many people?
Well, I've always just enjoyed making words appear on pages. I used to write poetry when I was a kid. I've always been involved in music, and my dad actually has this a wonderful affliction that he passed down to me where there's a radio station playing in his head all the time. And his name's Bob, and he will be like pounding his fingers on the table or driving and like tapping the steering wheel. And my mom will be like, hey, what's on WBOB today? And I have the same thing. My brain is always hearing music, man. And it's like, it just has to come out. And I love the way that music connects people, that it brings together in community. You know, the people that I get to play with and the way that our voices combine, the instruments combine, and the music swells into something that I can never create by myself is such a rewarding thing. I mean, it totally is what brings me into the moment and gets me in the flow.
Wow. And you said your dad's a drummer, right?
Yeah. Well, he was when he was younger. I don't know. It's been a long time. He's 76 now. So I would love to see him sit behind a drum kit and see if his arthritic hands could still bang on those.
Beth, you also play with Kerosene Kites, and the Kites are opening for Bellwether at the Burr Oak on Winnebago in Madison on March 12th. Tell us about this show.
Yeah. Well, I'm super excited to be playing with Bellwether. Phenomenal band. I believe they're out of the Milwaukee area. Mm-hmm. And really always fun to play with Eric, my buddy, in Kerosene Kites. And so we'll be opening the show. It's been a long time since I've played at the Burr Oak with other people. It wasn't even the Burr Oak when I played there last time.
Oh, yes, right.
So it's nice to see things kind of opening back up. And actually, March 12th, the day that we're playing, is my buddy, bandmate Eric Chellin's birthday.
Nice.
We're both Pisces.
Nice. Tell us a little bit about Kerosene Kites for those who aren't familiar.
Yeah, so Kerosene Kites is my duo project with Eric Chelland. He is the front man of the Mascot Theory. He is a phenomenal songwriter and an all-around awesome person. He and I started writing songs together back in like 2013, I think it was. I went to one of the Mascot Theory shows, and we had connected at a songwriting workshop a few years prior to that, so we kind of knew who the other person was. And I was like, love your stuff. And he's like, yeah, well, if you ever want to write together. I was like, I'd love to. So we got together and started writing, and we realized we both had a lot of unfinished Christmassy holiday tunes in our repertoire. So we actually put out an album. Our very first album with Kerosene Kites was a holiday original tunes record, which was kind of weird. Most bands don't make their first album a holiday.
it's like the sixth or seventh.
I know. Yeah. And then our second album, actually, because when we were touring in support of the original Christmas music, we're like, well, we should learn some covers and just kind of do our own cool versions of them. Like, you know, we'll turn Santa Baby into a reggae song. We did all these kind of weird versions of, and we're like, gosh, we should put that on a record. So we put out a second Christmas album.
Oh my goodness.
But we also have two non-Christmas albums. So now we can play in months like March, where no one looks at you funny if you're playing Christmas music.
Christmas music, yeah. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We actually have a caller. Dan is on the phone with us. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Hi, Beth. How
is this
you?
Dan, the merchandise man from Clear Blue Betty?
Yes, absolutely.
How are you, man?
Oh, my goodness. So glad to hear you on the radio.
Yes.
App on my phone, but still.
Hey, that works.
Is that the Devil Radio app you have on your phone?
Yes, absolutely. Woo-hoo. I downloaded it tonight.
So Dan was our merch man back in the day with Clear Blue Betty. He used to follow us around and sell things and was a big fan of the band. And we miss you, Dan.
Oh, I miss you too. I love getting a chance to see you play anytime I can.
It makes it hard because you live in Indiana.
I live in Indiana, yeah.
I'm here in Wisconsin.
About a 3-hour drive to Madison, and I saw you a couple times last summer.
I know. I was so impressed. It always sort of startles me when you show up. I'm like, whoa, am I in the right state?
Hey, Dan, thanks for calling in tonight. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Beth Kelly in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Hey Stranger. Tell us about this song before you play.
Well, this is a Kerosene Kite song. It's on our third album of non-Christmas songs. So don't worry, I'm not going to play Christmas songs. But, you know, so much of the stuff that I do with Eric is like really intricate two-part harmonies, and you can't really tell who's singing the lead or who's singing the harmony, because we sort of change off quite a bit. But this is a song that is mostly written by me, because it's about my husband. So it's called Hey Stranger, and you'll just have to imagine Eric's voice in the background when I sing it.
It's Beth Kelly live in the Devil's Lair.
Hey stranger, where you been? So nice to see you smile and hear you laugh again, like we were young and free, living without debt. Hey stranger, it's all right. I don't need apologies. Just be with me tonight. Let our worries fade, even though we won't forget. We look upon the past through a window with a stubborn latch. We can gaze upon it, but we can't ungrow the grass. So baby, draw the blinds. I'm not living in denial, but you don't need to stand another trial. No, I won't make you stand another trial. Hey stranger, look at me. Time has changed us both, but let's embrace the mystery. Discovering the ways the weather shifts the sand. Hey stranger, we got lost, but I'm hopelessly in love, and you could never shake me off. Even if you tried, I'd fall a thousand times again. We look upon the past through a window with a stubborn latch. We can gaze upon it, but we can't ungrow the grass. So baby, draw the blinds. I'm not living in denial, but you don't need to stand another trial. I won't make you stand another trial. We can't lean on each other, we'll be falling face down to the ground. So this time I had to pick you up, but when I fall apart, you're the one I want around. Hey stranger, take my hand. We look upon the past through a window with a stubborn latch. We press our face against it, but it only clouds the glass. So baby, draw the blinds. I'm not living in denial, you don't need to stand another trial. If you had to, I'd be with you all the while. I won't make you stand another trial.
Beth Kelly live at the Devil's Lair here on Devil Radio 92.7, 101 FM, The Shaw. And just like Dan, you can listen worldwide on that Devil Radio app, Rocker.
That's right, Jimmy. Pick it up and download it now. Let's talk Girls Rock Camp. You are the music director, and for our listeners who may not be familiar, what is Girls Rock Camp and how did you become involved?
Yes, well, Girls Rock Camp is a one-week day camp for girls ages 8 to 18. They do not have to have any musical experience to show up for our camp. We teach them how to play drums, bass, guitar, keys, vocals, ukulele. If they have a little violin experience, we'll let them play violin. And we put them in bands with their peers, and they write a song under the direction of folks like myself in the music community who know a little bit about songwriting and working in bands. And then on the showcase day, which is usually Saturday, they get up and perform the song that they just wrote with the kids they just met on the instrument they just learned. And wow. It's really about teaching them that they can do anything they put their minds to. Music is the vehicle, empowerment is the message, collaboration is the key. So it's all about just teaching these kids you can be whatever you put yourself out there and want to be.
The confidence that this instills in the kids that participate in Girls Rock Camp has to be tremendous.
It's really fun to watch the transition during the week of some of the kids who come in like really unsure and really quiet, and then they just get it.
And plus, the instructors, I mean, it's like an all-star of instructors. Jenna Jonas.
Yes.
Dana Perry.
Yes.
Who else? Beth Dorn, right?
Beth Dorn is the, she's the executive director. I'm the music director, so we're kind of like the two Beths that run the show. And many other people.
Who else? Shondell Marks, she was involved at some point, right?
Yep. And Jen Farley, my bandmate. Actually, Eric's kids, Eric Chellen, my bandmate from Kerosene Kites, his daughter Amelia was a camper for a while, so he has little ties. But yeah, I mean, it's really like Annalise Howell from the German Art Students is one of our instructors. Marlo Darkin from Venus and Furs. I mean, if you go to the Girls Rock website, you can see all the people that are involved. And it's, to me, I kind of joke that even if the campers didn't show up, I would go to camp just to hang out with the instructors because they're all so cool.
It's a party.
So fun. And they're just, you know, they really walk the walk because, I want them to model that awesome collaboration and empowerment that we really preach at camp.
I feel like we're obligated to drop Jenna Jonas's name twice.
I know. Well, pretty much every album that you play that's by, you know, anybody in this city has got Jenna on either bass or percussion or maybe lead guitar. Yeah. And that's the thing, like, she's kind of like the Pied Piper at camp. The kids love her, the staff love her. She's so versatile and willing to help out with people that and their projects, and she just makes them feel like gold.
And she's a heck of a good musician, too.
Yeah, absolutely. She is a heck of a musician.
When is the next Girls Rock Camp?
We have three camps this summer. The first one is the week of June 20th. And the showcase for that camp is actually going to be at the Majestic Theater.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I'm so jealous.
The big time.
These kids get, it's awesome. I mean, the showcases, now it's been COVID the last couple of years, so it's been weird. But, you know, before that, we have showcases at the High Noon Saloon for the other two camps. But I mean, there's like 300 people in the audience and they're all just glued to the stage, screaming their heads off. I'm like, I wish all my shows were like this. Live vicariously through an 8-year-old doing a windmill strum on a bass guitar on her knees. Fans are all falling down, drooling on themselves.
Now, there is a ladies' rock camp coming up in early April.
Yes.
And there will be a showcase at the Brink Lounge on April 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about ladies' rock camp and the upcoming showcase. Tell us about ladies' rock camp.
It's the exact same premise as Girls Rock Camp, except it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Because we know many women don't want to take an entire week of their life and devote it to themselves, just having a fun time. They should, but it's more likely that we can just get them for that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And they do the same thing. They don't have to have any musical experience. They show up. We provide the instrument. We teach them how to play it. They form a band with other campers at camp. They write a song. And Sunday night, stand up on stage and do something wild and crazy. And they play the song that they just wrote. But
and this is for over 18 now?
Yeah, it has to be 19 to 190 is our age range.
190.
So rocker, if you were a woman, you could totally.
I'll tell Mama Rocker. She'll be out here. She doesn't.
Do it.
She can't sing and she can't play any instruments, but, you know.
Mama Rocker would rock.
Now, here's the thing. What's funny is, like, so many women feel like, well, if I can't sing, I can't be in a band. I'm like, well, what the heck? Play the drums. Yeah. Learn how to play the bass. You're musical. You don't have to be the front person. But if you go to festivals any day of the week, go to concerts in town, who do you see playing what instruments? Women are wildly underrepresented as drummers, as bassists, as lead guitar players. And so girls look up on stages and they see that and they think, oh, well, that's not something I do because no one looks like me up there. And right. that's why, I mean, I hope that someday I will put myself out of a job because there will be so many women in every position on stage. But until that day, I'm going to keep, you know, teaching these kids. They have all these awesome role models like Jenna Jonas and Dana Perry and Marlo Dargan.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Stick around. We got to take a quick break here. We're going to pay the bottom of the hour bills, and we'll come back with some more live music from Beth Keeley. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Beth Keeley is live in the Devil's Lair, Max Inc. Radio. It's
This is Max Inc. Radio.